It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. Californians apparently aren't balking at the idea of some tax increases, particularly on the wealthy. Jenny O'Meara reports from Sacramento on a new field poll.
The field poll found the most support for a measure backed by the California Federation of Teachers. 63% of voters say they support the initiative to raise income taxes on people who make more than $1 million a year. 58% like the governor's measure that would temporarily raise the sales tax and income taxes on people who earn more than $250,000. Field poll director Mark DiCamillo notes voters' preference for raising income taxes rather than the sales tax.
Twice as many people on the sales tax question said don't raise it at all as said that about the income tax. So what that says to me is there's greater stomach in the public's mind for raising the personal income tax at this moment, just generically.
The field poll found opposition stronger than support for an initiative that would raise income taxes across the board to help fund schools. At the state capitol, I'm Jenny O'Meara.
The U.S. Postal Service will close 8 mail processing centers in California this year. In Southern California, Bakersfield, City of Industry, Long Beach, and Pasadena will be shuttered. In Central California, Stockton, Petaluma, and North Bay will close as soon as mid-May. Augustine Ruiz with the Post Office says employees will be given the option to follow their jobs or take early retirement.
We are currently working with the unions and management associations right now on some kind of incentive or early retirement package. But right now, we don't know what that is, and it's still being discussed.
Ruiz says first-class overnight mail will be delayed by at least a day for those residing more than 90 miles from one of the remaining processing centers. Reading and Eureka mail will go through West Sacramento and Medford, Oregon, respectfully. That's the California Update from KRCB Public Radio. I'm Mark Prell.